Park City's chief building official, Chad Root, says the crane that has been used just sporadically for a remodel on the Silver Queen Hotel on Main Street has partially blocked a crucial passage in Old Town long enough.
We told them, hey, enough is enough, that it has to be out of there by Christmas. Okay. Before the 25th of December, that crane has to come down.
Root says the project has been going slowly, but the construction mitigation plan has allowed for the crane to be on site, except for several special events.
But it was agreed upon that, hey, this crane would be mobile in nature. It was on wheels, and they just have to bring up the outriggers, and then they can move it to another location from time to time. It was never really clear as far as what the time to time would be other than special events. We told them, hey, during Sundance, that crane has to be gone. And there, then if there's other special events that we have, we're going to require you to remove that crane, which they did in the past for a couple of the summer events.
But the city never dreamed that the crane would still be in place, as the busy tourist season and holiday weeks are just days away. Root said there's an issue with the state code that allows construction to go on pretty much indefinitely.
How it works in the state of Utah is, We're not a home rule state, which many states are home rule, like Colorado, where the jurisdiction gets to make the rules and regulations. When they adopt the codes, they can put additional codes in there that say, hey, within 30 days, your permit expires. Okay. Within Utah, we have to go with state codes, and the state has adopted the code that says if you do not have an inspection within 180 days, your permit expires. So what a lot of people do is they'll go out and have an inspection done, and then at that point when they have the inspection, that permit renews itself, and then it could renew for another 180 days.
In fact, Root said builders can just keep renewing their building permit so long as the inspection shows that there's movement on the project, even if it's doing a nearly negligible amount of work. The property owner's remodel project has been moving along at a snail's pace, and one of his other projects at 692 Main Street also has a crane in front, but is going along a little faster.
With that, you know, in good faith, that we thought for sure that we would see a lot of people out there working, the project would be a lot farther. I mean, it's one thing to have a crane on the street. You see it moving, you see beams going up, you see a lot of people there. It's another thing just to see it as kind of an icon, I guess, of the city, you know, where it's a statue. It's not moving. It's not doing anything.
Root says this incident is unusual because the cost of renting cranes is so steep, you'd normally never see one in place for 6 months. He said the city is throwing around some ideas to necessitate quicker movement so this doesn't happen again.
We came up with some ideas that, hey, if you need a crane, the maximum that you can have a crane parked on city streets is 14 days. Within a 180-day period. And if you need a crane longer than that, then you need to have it internal, built into the building, so it doesn't park on city streets.
Wow.
And then kind of the same thing with dumpsters. You know, you can have a dumpster on the street for 14 days max, and if you need to go beyond that, you can have the dumpster out in the morning from 7 to 11, and then it needs to be picked up in the afternoon every day.
That's Park City's chief building inspector, Chad Root. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.